Well, hello again, Turdville. Turd Ferguson here, coming at you on Friday, February the 17th, 2017. If you haven't already noticed, we're coming at you today from the Garden Level Echo Chamber as Turd finds himself so angry and frustrated that I can't even bring myself to make the trek into the studio. So we just plugged the mic in and we're ready to roll. I hope you're ready to roll. Let's get right to it. You know, these last couple days, I know many have sensed a little bit of optimism in my voice, a little bit of optimism in the charts. You know, we're pleased the way gold has bounced back. And really, a lot of this frustration does not have to do with gold and the folly of COMEX digital gold and all that kind of stuff. And we'll make all that clear to you as we blow through this podcast. The main thing and the main source of my anger is COMEX Digital Silver and the absolute utter manipulation and control by JP Morgan and their fellow conspirators. You recall back in April of 2011, when everything was going to hell and JP Morgan was naked short and they almost blew up everything. And without the help of the CFTC and the CME and all their margin hikes and all their midnight raids, they would have been on the hook for a total failure and meltdown of the COMEX silver market. To prevent that in the future, in June of that year, JP Morgan was suddenly and very quickly authorized to go ahead and open their own COMEX silver vault. And within months, they were collecting tons and literally tons and tons of silver. And now, in the COMEX vaulting system, JP Morgan has over half of the silver there, effectively giving them monopolistic control of the silver market. And they clearly are using it. And it is that I am just beside myself today. If I don't know why it finally has boiled over today, maybe it's the COT report, maybe it's the charts, all this stuff I'm going to show you here in just a few minutes. But all you can do, if you're listening to this, is take away from here the notion that, yeah, you know what? Maybe somehow silver can drag higher on the backs of stronger gold. Maybe the dollar yen will keep going lower and gold, which is nowhere near the technical or COT structure of silver, may continue to trudge higher and drag silver along for the ride. But what has been done to silver by these banks, by JP Morgan, is absolutely and utterly criminal. And anyone that tries to tell you, oh, no, silver is just, you know, it just sucks. And people like Turd Ferguson, they can't tell their ass from a hole in the ground. They're just stupid as rocks. And they just, I'm telling you, this is the most fraudulent criminal organization in the world between JP Morgan, the CME, and the COMEX. And any defender of that system should be run out of town and strung up by piano wire with the rest of them. Okay. Anyway, what happened today? Well, as you no doubt noticed, the yen fell overnight. Dollar yen fell overnight, just as we thought it would. And with interest rates also down today on the long end, you would have expected gold to go higher, but of course it did not. Now, why would there be this divergence today, and why would it be so clear what was going on? Because there's no doubt in a situation like this, the banks have to take control of that all-digital market and maneuver price, for whatever reason, into a place where they want it. Today being a Friday, it's probably a pretty good chance, especially since it's the third Friday of the month, pretty good chance that maybe one of these banks was underwater in a derivative position, not even an onshore, if we'd call it derivative position, something offshore, something buried in the Caymans, something buried in the dark pools. And so a bank had to take control today and not let the computers just simply run gold up any further based on the declining dollar yen and the declining interest rates. So instead of gold being, I don't know, 1250, 1252 at present, gold was rigged lower all day. And as you see in the first of the three charts today, you can see what happened. Again, you'll recall this from last year. We call it the never, ever, 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 ever rule, where if gold rallies overnight through London, the gold is never allowed, ever, ever allowed to go up 24 hours in a row. Now, there are, of course, some exceptions to this. But I think it's a handy rule to call it the never, ever, 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 ever rule. We saw it a lot last year while gold was rallying. We saw it again today, as you can see in the first chart. Gold rallied overnight all the way up until the COMEX open, at which point it was rigged aggressively lower all day long. And now look at the two charts next to it. We posted these to the earlier blog. And look at them side by side, because it's really basically one continuous one-minute chart. What do we have here? In the last hour before the COMEX close, look at how price was contained within a $1 range. And look at how many times price comes down and bounces directly off of the exact same price, $12.39.50, the bottom of the $1 range. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. More than 20% of the candles in this 1 hour period with $12.39.50 as a low. That's not natural. There is absolutely no way in any kind of random chaotic system that should be a naturally open, functioning, free and fair market that you would have 13 1 hour, 1 minute periods in an hour have the exact same low. This just shows you price being controlled, absolutely 100% controlled by an algo run by a bank or a series of algorithms run by a couple of banks. And then what happens to get price down to a certain level and below what was probably the key level of 1240 for their derivative positions, to get price down below 1240 by the COMEX close, look what happens. Price suddenly drops off the face of a cliff with 10 minutes to go. And all of a sudden the whole thing is reset a dollar lower. And gold begins to trade sideways in a same $1 range, only $1 lower for the next hour. Again, now look at the chart to the right of that one. Let's count them. How many 1 minute candles have the same 12.38.50 low? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Now it's almost basically 2/3 of this 1 hour period has the exact same 12.38.50 low. And then look what happens. Price gets rigged down again, this time by $2. And the process continues. What about this as free, fair, honest market? You know, where goods and services are exchanged at a price amenable to both sides. Because that's what everybody says, right? That's what all the manipulation deniers say. That's what all the cartel shills and apologists say. They say, oh yeah, no, this is fine. This is the system. Blah, 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 blah. It's a scam. It's a scam. Fraud. And there are real people, mining companies, mining employees, collectors, investors, traders, are real people getting screwed on a daily basis by these bastard banks. Nobody cares. Everybody just carries the water because they all got a finger in some of the profit. Oh, yeah, we're going to pump up the banks because we can sell commercials that way. Oh, we're going to play along because I don't care if it's a manipulated market. Why do I care? I'm making money trading Apple. Can you see where this is going? Not a very congenial Turd Ferguson today, that's for sure. Okay, so next. Now, we've got to look at these next two charts in light of the ongoing growth of open interest and today's latest COT report. Just yesterday, with gold up $8, open interest grew by another 9,000 contracts. Again, for all the wave counters and cycle people and all the other bullshit con artist subscription letter writers out there, how much would gold have gone up yesterday if open interest had held steady? Instead, it was up $8. Where the bigger crime, like I said, is going on is in silver. Up 11 cents yesterday, but open interest surged another 5,300 contracts. Now up to 204,517. At 5,000 ounces per contract, that's now 1,022,585,000 ounces of digital silver on the COMEX. The world only produces about 880 million ounces. If you exclude China, it's barely north of 700 million ounces. So now the COMEX represents 130% of global supply. Open interest now up 40,000 contracts year to date, or 25%. At 204,517, that is the highest open interest in COMEX silver since August 24th. And it's also up 9,200 contracts just Wednesday and Thursday, all in an effort to hold price below $18. So why are they trying to hold price below $18? As I told you just last Friday, and have reiterated several times since, it is because they are trying to paint the chart. So I give you this weekly chart of silver. This is the last 5 years. Again, basically the time since JP Morgan assumed total control. You can see what price has done. You know all about it. But again, remember, price was kept deliberately in a downtrend from 2013 on. You can see it with the blue arrow on this chart. But when finally it wouldn't go down any further and it broke up through the blue arrow and began to rally last year, again, you know what happened. The banks ran open interest all the way up to 224,000 contracts, new all-time high, even though price was only back to 21. Record short positions, again, even though price was only back to 21. They topped the market out. They broke it back down. And now, again, now that it's rallying, look what is happening. Why are the banks creating all this open interest? Why is open interest back up to 130% of free world supply? Why are the banks at near record short positions again when I give you these COT numbers? It's because they're trying to paint the chart again. See the down arrow that was in place for 3 years? Now look at the head and shoulder top they're trying to paint. There is no other reason for open interest to be 204,000 contracts, for the banks to be gross short 100% of free world mine supply, if they aren't simply trying to paint the chart and drive prices back down and even further. Yeah, maybe they won't win. Maybe this time they'll die. Maybe they'll die a painful, bloody death, and we'll all be able to stand there and chortle and laugh. But man, you've got to be aware of how unbelievably crooked, fraudulent, and a screw job this all is. This is not free. This is not fair. This is not recognizing fundamentals and supply and demand and physical demand and all that other crap. This is nothing. This is a big pile of horseshit that the banks run for their own benefit, screwing everybody else. Screwing you, screwing me, screwing collectors, screwing metal holders that are just trying to do the right things for themselves and their families, screwing mining company executives, screwing mining employees, screwing everybody for their own benefit. That's what's going on. So let's look at that COT. Again, it's not a problem in gold, okay? Gold's open interest, though rising, still just 429,000. Back on COT day, it was only 415. And the COT and gold actually improved this last COT week while price fell $10. And the large spec net long position in COMEX Digital Gold is just 109,700 contracts. The commercial net short position, just 128,000 contracts. Okay? So you can see where things are okay here. In gold, they're not that bad. It's not that big of a deal. It's not, you know, that the world is ending. And this may be enough to frustrate JP Morgan and their prick friends to have to just continually keep issuing COMEX silver contracts. Okay, so gold's okay, but silver is disgusting. For the COT week, silver wasn't even up 1%. And open interest, like I said, back on last Tuesday was 195,000. Now it's 204. But for that COT week, where silver was up just 1%, the large specs added another 6,500 contracts net long. They are now net long almost 85,000 contracts, and they are now at an all-time record high net long ratio of 5.25 to 1 at $18. The so-called commercials, what a scam this all is. So-called commercials dumped 1,400 longs and added 4,900 new shorts. The net, check this out now, the net position of the commercials in silver is back up to 99,000 contracts short. That is a net short position of nearly 500 million ounces of silver. And they'll never have to deliver a single frickin' ounce of it. From a gross standpoint, the silver commercials are gross short nearly 148,000 contracts. That is nearly 740 million ounces of silver, basically the entire global supply ex-China. The silver commercials have short obligations for on the COMEX, never being forced to deliver any of it. Now, here's how bad this is. Here's where they're trying to paint the chart. This 99,000 contract net short position is now just 10,000 contracts below the all-time high net short position seen last August. So price runs from 14 to 21, and to contain it, the banks run to an all-time high net short position of 109,000 contracts, now in the recovery, to try to keep it at 18 and to keep this chart painted with a possible head and shoulder top. They've run their short position back to 99,000 contracts. We're only 10,000 net short below the all-time highs seen last August the 2nd, when price was $21. Make it worse, the net long ratio of the silver commercials back on that day was just 4.2 to 1. It's now 5.25 to 1. So that's even worse than it was last August. Do you think there's a pretty good chance the banks are going to win? Do you think there's a pretty good chance they're going to pull the rug out from silver at the first chance they get and just try to crush everybody because they're criminals? Again, on August 2nd of last year, with price at a recovery high near 21, open interest in silver was 224,000 contracts. Today, at least as of last Tuesday, was 195,000. The silver commercial net short position was 109,000 contracts. Today, it's 99,000. After the last 2 days, it's probably damn near back to 109. And again, oh no, it's just free and fair. They're just hedging. Yeah, they're just hedging. That's all they're doing. That's not true. It's not even remotely true. The hedge book data proves that out. It's not true. Oh, but you're just hedging. You don't understand, turd. You're just this loser who doesn't understand how you're not sophisticated enough. You these markets, you know, I'm an expert. I've been at this for 20 years. You're just some idiot. Uh-huh. No, I am someone who calls a spade and a fraud. And this is the biggest scam ever perpetuated. The silver market, this little itty-bitty thing, totally monopolized and controlled by J.P. Morgan and a couple other banks, is the biggest fraud and scam ever invented. Okay, one last thing. You tell me this, what, this is coincidence? I mentioned the other day, and I don't know what day it was, Tuesday, I don't know, go back and look. We talked about how every single time that the HUI index, for whatever reason, gets above 220 on a closing basis, forces are unleashed to jam it back down. Remember this? I showed you all the red candles that immediately follow this. Okay, well, here you go again. After we were broken down from those highs last year, look at this next chart. Again, as soon as we try to get back up over 220 in late October, massive red candle back down. Moving back above 220 after the election, massive red candles back down. Move and close above 220 one day last week, very next day, a massive red candle. And now today, with gold and silver basically unchanged, another massive red candle. Where did the HUI close last night? 220 and a half. Again, what a scam this all. I mean, it's just a joke. Well, there's nothing free and fair about this. This is a massive fraud everywhere you look. Do you see the stock market today? Opens on its lows and just a steady 45 degree up angle all day long until it finally closed up. And green. So that Lester Holt, when he rattles off, and the stock market today was up 2 points. Hey, isn't things great? Okay, I think I probably need a day off. Does that sound like it to you? Yeah. Well, again, the U.S. markets are closed on Monday. So I'm going to get out of town. I'm going to head up Sunday and go see Mama and Papa Ferg. Again, I'm a 51-year-old man who is blessed to have both of his parents still living. So I'm going to hit the road, go see them late Sunday. And I won't even be back until, I don't know, Monday afternoon. So don't come rob my house, okay? Anyway, I'm not going to have a post Monday. If all hell breaks loose and they trash things on the Globex here in the U.S., because the U.S. markets aren't trading, gold and silver will still be trading. I mean, there's still going to be an Asia session and, you know, they'll be trading in London. So you'll still see prices move. But without the COMEX there, there's not going to be much going on during the day. But in all U.S. markets are closed. So there's not going to be a post Monday morning. If they beat the living daylights out of things, maybe I'll get back here Monday afternoon and record a podcast. But as you might imagine, with my blood pressure the way it is, it might be good to take a day off. So, is there reason for optimism? Well, yeah, I suppose. They don't have to necessarily come kill us tomorrow. But my God, if you can't see the forest from the trees here, if you can't see the utter control and manipulation of silver by JP Morgan and their buddies, Citigroup, Scotia, I mean, you're an idiot. So what do you do? What's the solution? Well, I guess you got to figure at some point, all these schemes, all these fraudulent schemes from Bernie Madoff to whatever, they all fail. And if you know that this is a complete fraud and a scam, the way this stuff is priced, and the fact silver is the same price it was almost freaking 40 years ago because of it, and that the gold-silver ratio is 70-1 because of it, then you recognize, well, you know what, screw it. I'm just not going to play, and I'm not going to worry about it. But I'm certainly going to be buying silver at 18. If it goes back to 16, I'm going to buy some more. If they're successful in rigging 12, I'm going to buy some more, because this cannot continue indefinitely. But you have to understand, there is absolutely nothing, nothing free, fair, normal about this, okay? It is a scam of the first order. And the traders and the managers and the board and everybody else at JP Morgan should be strung up by their necks. But unfortunately, you know, I don't have that ability, neither do you. And of course, I wouldn't, I'm not trying to encourage you to go, you know, do that yourself. I'm just telling you metaphorically, that's what should happen. Because these people are criminals. Criminals! I guess they'll get theirs in the end regardless. But, wow. Really, really tough to watch sometimes. And thus, a podcast like this. Now, I know there's some folks out there that enjoy these kind of podcasts because they're raw. And I guess you know for sure, I'm not just sitting here making this shit up. This is really how I feel. This is really what I perceive to be the truth. So hang in there. And as usual, I hope you found this helpful. And pray for those poor people that live below that dam out there in California. You know, just like last week, they're running out all these goons from the government to say, oh no, everything's fine. We got this under control. Okay. We'll see. All right, that's it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with the echo chamber. Thank you for putting up with my occasional profanity. And thank you for putting up with the volume changes that have come with this podcast, as I've, of course, raised my voice from time to time. Have a great weekend. Again, don't look for much on Monday from me. And we'll get back and we'll do this again on Tuesday. Okay? Until we meet again, this is Turd Ferguson signing off. And I'm out.